This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later today, we'll get a snapshot of America's real estate market, sales of used houses, condos, co-ops, which closed in June. Sales for the first part of this year are the highest since 2006, the last boom. For buyers in some warming real estate markets, it's back to crafting a strategic, if not manipulative, letter. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has the story.
The Havemeyer family was ready to plunk down a big chunk of change to score a four-bedroom house they recently saw listed. It was in the Boston area. Becca Shulman Havemeyer says they offered more than the list price, and they said they'd be willing to go yet higher.
So that we could beat out other people in a bidding war. That ended up not working.
It was something else they included with the offer that did the trick. Not Robert Plant, but a love letter.
When the listing for your home came up online, we fell in love and immediately told our parents.
Turns out the Havemeyers had done this before and kind of knew what would work.
I embedded some pictures in the letter, too, just of the kids and our family.
The seller later confirmed all that won her over. Potential homebuyers have used the love letter tactic for years in tight markets. But the letters may be more necessary as a way to get sellers' attention today, as demand for homes outstrips supply in many cities and sellers may have their pick of bids. Kat Weiss is a realtor in Durham, North Carolina. The inventory of homes for sale there is below the five-month supply considered a balanced market. Weiss says she regularly writes cover letters to accompany her clients' offers.
I want the seller to feel the humanness of the bid.
But realtors say some potential buyers need to be cautious not to spill their guts along with their ink.
Okay, let's see if I can. All right, here we go.
Even though the Havemeyers succeeded with their love letter, they didn't really like being on the receiving end when they recently sold their house in San Diego. Here's Will Havemeyer reading from a letter they got.
When we walked inside your unbelievably beautiful home, we both got that feeling we have been waiting for.
The Havemeyers say reading those words oddly weirded them out. It was still their house.
Hearing someone else talk about how they're going to live in it is hard to take.
But when words fail, money still talks. Those bidders did prevail, but largely because they were paying cash. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.